Romans chapter 14. Accept a person who is weak in faith, and do not pass judgment on things that are just a difference of opinion. One person believes it is right to eat anything. Another person who is weak eats only vegetables. The one who eats everything should not look down on the person who does not do so, and the one who does not eat everything should not judge the person who does, because God has accepted him. Who are you to pass judgment on someone else's servant? It is up to his master to decide whether that servant stands or falls, and he will stand, because God is able to make him stand. One person values one day above another. Another person values every day the same. Let each person be fully convinced in his own mind. The person who honors a certain day does this for the Lord, and the person who eats does this for the Lord, because he gives thanks to God. And the person who does not eat does this for the Lord and gives thanks to God. In fact, not one of us lives for himself, and not one dies for himself. Indeed, if we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this reason he died, rose, and lived, to be Lord of both the dead and the living. But you, why do you pass judgment on your brother? And you, why do you look down on your brother? For we all stand before God's judgment seat. Indeed, it is written, "As I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow to me, and every tongue will acknowledge God." So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, resolve never to put an obstacle or a snare in the path of your brother. I know, and I am convinced in the Lord Jesus, that nothing is unclean in and of itself, but it becomes unclean for the one who considers it to be unclean. For example, if your brother is offended because of the food you eat, you are no longer walking in line with love. Do not destroy that person for whom Christ died by the food you eat, so do not give others a reason to speak evil about what you consider good. For the kingdom of God does not consist of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Certainly a person who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and has the approval of people. Consequently, let us pursue those things that lead to peace and build up one another. Do not tear down God's work for the sake of food. Everything is pure, but it is wrong for a person to eat if it causes anyone to stumble. It is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything if it causes your brother to stumble. Keep the conviction that you have in these matters between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who does not condemn himself by what he approves. But the one who has doubts is condemned if he eats, because it does not proceed from faith. Everything that does not proceed from faith is sin. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.